quick question. What are you doing over here?
I am playing with my penis.
Want to ask some questions for an internet radio show real quick?
Okay.
Why are you addicted to television?
Have you seen it lately?
Porno!
Why are you addicted to television?
Because it's awesome, and I've got nothing else better to do.
Why are you addicted to television?
I don't think I am.
Okay.
Because I can't find anything better to do.
Care to elaborate?
Care to elaborate? No.
Why are you addicted to television?
It's porno.
What's up, man?
Porn.
Why are you addicted to television?
I love money. I got better things to do.
Sorry, we're no help, dude.
Why are you addicted to television?
I'm not.
As Family Guy, Futurama, etc.
I watch DVDs. My Family Guy is good, yes.
Scrubs. That's all you need to say is Scrubs.
Why are you addicted to television?
I'm not. I'm addicted to alcohol, and I think I've got a problem. So if anyone out there can help me, please contact me.
Television?
I do like The Office on NBC, so...
Why are you addicted to television?
That's a good question. I don't know. Probably because I don't have anything else better to do, really. I like to listen to Hannity talk about stupid shit and make an ass of himself on TV. Sean Hannity.
We talk about politics. We're different. We're different people.
No, the two are more socio-political. The last two.
Why are you addicted to television?
Why am I addicted to television? Oh, shit. I'm not addicted to television.
How about that?
That's good. Why? Why aren't you?
Because it numbs your mind, that's why.
All right.
How do you think about that?
If jelly didn't exist, what would you do?
Peanut butter!
Just eat bread.
If jelly didn't exist, what would you do?
Use peanut butter.
Yeah? Anything else?
Negative.
If jelly didn't exist, what would you do?
Shit, I wouldn't have nothing to shoot in the babe out in. Yeah.
If jelly didn't exist, what would you do?
I would cry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sob or just cry?
I'd sob my fucking eyes out.
If jelly didn't exist, what would you do?
I think I'll be perfectly fine.
If jelly didn't exist?
Yeah.
If jelly didn't exist, what would you do?
I'd fucking make more. I'd make more peanut butter, man.
If jelly didn't exist, what would you do?
I'd have to go all peanut butter, man.
He
I love peanut
eat
butter.
Asses with jelly. That's what he wouldn't do.
Jelly's a bonus.
Eat an ass with your honey.
Jelly's a bonus. Oh yeah, actually, honey is a good idea. I might have to go with honey.
If jelly didn't exist, what would you do?
Damn. Well, if jelly didn't exist, I'd probably go with pudding. That's my second choice. That's about all I got.
Care to elaborate? What kind of pudding?
I'd go butterscotch pudding.
If jelly didn't exist, what would you do?
If jelly didn't exist, I wouldn't eat toast.
I wouldn't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Anyone? Hey, okay. What for? Internet radio show?
Who you got here?
What? Okay.
Heard across the world, that's all I need to know.
Yeah, it heard across the world and possibly universe. We don't know.
Oh my God. How you doing, everybody?
Define masculinity.
Balls!
Jonathan Taylor Thomas!
Whatever the media...
Oh, wait.
Penis!
Got it.
Jizz in a cup.
Yeah!
Define masculinity.
I got you.
Masculinity is, I don't know. I don't want to play this game right now. Okay, fine. Masculinity is...
Is my hairy nutsack. I mean, what is it?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, my hairy nutsack. Sure. Not getting prostate cancer when he turned 59. I don't know.
That's it?
Yeah.
Any final comments? I don't have anything creative, okay? I don't have any final comments.
What's with it? You seem very at
it's,
come on.
Let's just say it's not the best night I've
let's
had.
Let's go, come on.
Define masculinity.
Me.
Right. Where's the thing? My picture, motherfucker.
Define masculinity.
That's bullshit. I don't know.
Define masculinity.
300.
Whooping somebody's ass without breaking a sweat.
Define masculinity.
That depends. Like, I'd say I'd pretty...
God.
Yeah, whatever. I'd say I'm, like, masculine to an extent, but I guess, like, if you want, like, an official definition, the guys that work out too much at a club, at a gym or whatever, and they can't put their arms down because their muscles are too huge, I guess.
Define masculinity.
Masculinity? Not being a woman.
Have a pair.
Define masculinity.
Masculinity is just being a hard ass. You know, having all the qualities. Having the qualities of being able to beat somebody's ass. Am I going to jail for this?
No, this is the internet. You can say whatever you want. No one knows who you are. I'll edit out your name so no one even knows that you're you.
Okay.
Define masculinity.
No, dude.
Don't say names. Don't worry.
All right.
Edit out all names.
We're going to edit out that name, and we'll just say someone who's 6'6", weighs about 250 pounds, has short blonde hair, and smokes lots of cigarettes.
Now we've gone too far.
How do you feast on the Hunter's Moon? The same way I would feast with cheese, since the moon is made out of cheese. That's my answer.
Oh, okay.
How do you feast on the Hunter's Moon?
Jizz in a
who
cup.
Gives a, who gives a shit?
Just
who gives
cup.
A shit? You know what I'm saying?
Kill Big Bird from
Drink Blue
Sesame
Moon.
Street.
Blue Moon, right there.
Blue Moon.
Blue Moon?
In a cup.
Blue Moon.
I will take... No.
How do you feast on the Hunter's Moon?
I howl all the time. I like a wolf.
How do you feast on the Hunter's Moon?
I don't know nothing about that.
Anyone else?
I don't know nothing about that.
How do you feast on the Hunter's Moon?
Very expensively. Yeah.
How do you feast on the Hunter's Moon?
What the fuck is that shit?
The hell's a Hunter's Moon?
That is a hunter's anus that you eat out.
Okay, you obviously know more about that than I do, so
I'm in a very perverted mood right now.
That's fine, that's fine. This is the internet with no censorship.
Alright?
We're not in
here. I'll edit it out. No, I'll edit it out.
He meant to say...
The army!
Hey,
the army!
We're in the army.
There you go.
How do you feast on the Hunter's Moon?
The what?
How do you feast on the Hunter's Moon?
Is that kind of like the Hunter's Club from Jimmy John's?
Whatever you think it is.
Alright, well, I'm going to say that that's a sub, and I'd fucking go to town on that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you get to that town?
How do I get to that town? I walk straight down here to Jimmy John's, about an eighth of a mile, and I go to town on a Hunter's Club.
Alright. How do you feast on the Hunter's Moon?
Eat a whole bunch of pumpkin pie, lots of beer. I'm going to code in MATLAB because I don't have time to go.
Final thoughts.
I love men.
Hey.
Specifically Jose Cuervo.
I don't have anything.
Let's go.
I have a good thing.
Go Colts.
Oh, fuck
God will.
Go Anthony Gonzalez. That
you want my name? It's...
Are we
going to
the radio? There's
final thoughts.
Women.
I agree.
Concur.
I concur.
I concur with women all the time.
I concur women as well.
Thank you, sir.
All right, no problem. Thank you. Final comments?
I like vagina.
Final comments?
He's got applesauce, so a lot of it. And that ranges from below the nipples and above the waist. A lot of it. He's very soft below the belt, too.
Any final thoughts?
Well, I've had a great time being interviewed out here. Are you going to be out here all night? Because I'll probably
have
a wrap up.
Oh, yeah, I'll be out here. Today hasn't been going so good.
Anything, honestly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes
How
on
many
the
listeners
internet?
We got out here?
I don't know.
What is that called? The show? What's your show called?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? Amazing. You've been listening to What's Up With That, the show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
You're going to make him famous by...